message.
You know, I've been chasing happiness for years. Years! And let me tell you, happiness is more elusive than my left sock after doing laundry. It's like one minute you think you've got it, and the next, poof, gone. Just like my motivation to exercise the moment I put on my workout clothes. So, I did what any rational person would do. I researched happiness. You know, deep dive, full commitment. I watched TED Talks, I read self-help books, I even took a BuzzFeed quiz titled, "What Type of Bread Are You?" Because, I don't know, maybe the key to happiness is being a sourdough. Turns out, I'm a stale bagel. That felt personal. Then I figured social media. That's where happiness must be, right? I mean, everyone looks happy on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. So I started scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. 3 hours later, I'm in my pajamas watching a guy in Finland carve butter sculptures while my phone gently suggests,
"You've been watching videos for too long."
Oh, have I? Have I? Maybe happiness was in Finland the whole time. Then I thought, okay, maybe happiness is my career. Time to hustle. Grind culture told me that if I just work hard enough, long enough, and with enough enthusiasm, happiness will appear. You know, like a reward for being a corporate gladiator. Spoiler alert, the only thing that appeared was burnout and a weird craving for donuts. Then I got desperate. Maybe happiness is hiding in my couch cushions. I mean, I found $1.47, 3 unwrapped cough drops, and what I hope was an old raisin.
Don't eat that.
But happiness, not so much. Then I really lost it. I convinced myself that my neighbor's garage held the secret to happiness because have you seen the kind of random treasures that people hoard? I thought maybe happiness is in that weird dusty box labeled "Do Not Open." But I didn't check because if horror movies have taught me anything, it's that nothing good comes from opening a mystery box. And then finally, when I was just about to give up, it hit me. Happiness is not on TikTok, it's not in my job, and it's not in my neighbor's garage. Probably. Happiness is an inside job. It's been here the entire time. You know, like Dorothy and those ruby slippers. Except, instead of clicking my heels, I just needed to stop doom scrolling long enough to look around. So, after all this time, all of this searching, all of this scrolling, what have I discovered? That happiness is not a thing that we find, it's something that we choose. It's being okay with where we are right now, in all of our glorious, chaotic,
stale bagel
self. And if you don't believe me, well, I guess you can always check under your couch cushions because maybe happiness is a lost raisin. I mean,
who am I to judge?